Okay, fun seekers, here's yet another assignment that hopefully will challenge you and delight you and maybe frustrate you all at the same time, because that's what investing is all about, getting lost and finding places you never thought you'd be before, and now you're there, because you're going to see who can beat the market. The name of Chapter 7 is Stock Price Behavior and Market Efficiency, but I think it should be called Who Can Beat the Market. And the truth is there are individuals and organizations who have beaten the market over statistically significant periods of time, such that it's not luck. No, it's skill. And you're going to be one of them, right? Well, maybe you're not going to be able to beat the bugaboo S&P 500 over decades, but you don't have to, especially if you invest in companies that are not necessarily the most high-flying companies. They don't make you rich quick, but they're going to make you rich, in my humble opinion. So let's read together. Chapter 7 assignment, Who Has Beaten the Market? The 10-year average annual rate of return of the Standard & Poor's 500 composite was 13.82% from January 1st, 2011 to December 31st, 2020. That's unusual, dear students. Why? Because it was coming off the Great Recession, and also growth stocks have just exploded the last 10 years. The 20-year average rate of return was only 7.44. Why? Because it included two savage bear markets, 2000 to 2002. And then the 2008-2009 bear market. Can you find at least 10 domestic stock funds? Remembering domestic, don't go the international global, because the S&P 500 is domestic. That have beaten, can you find at least 10 domestic stock funds that have beaten the S&P 500 over 10 years? Can you find 5 that have done it for 20 years? The 30-year return was 10.68% going back to 1991. Can you find any domestic stock mutual funds that have been in existence for 30 years or more and that have beaten the S&P 500 for 30, 40, 50 years? Now, here's the thing about this assignment. The 10-year is going to be easy because everybody shows you the 10-year results. But in my humble opinion, that ain't enough. I want to see how well they've done 20, 30, 50 years. Yeah, I'm definitely long-term oriented. For the 20, 30-year or more returns, you're going to have to go to the mutual funds company's own website. Now, there are dozens of mutual fund companies. We have 6 on the Chapter 4 section of the class website in Canvas, but there are many, many others. I think all 6 companies are very good companies. I adore 3 or 4 of them. I'm not going to tell you which ones, you decide. That's part of investing, is finding out who you trust and who you can live with. Remember, Forbes says, choose a family, not a fund. When you get there, you're looking for performance, lifetime results, lifetime returns, results since inception, or returns since inception, because you have to go back and see ones that have been around a long time. You might even have to call them, because some mutual fund companies really do not want you to know their long-term results. Now, again, we hope you have fun with this. It's going to be frustrating at times because it's not always easy to find this information, but you just never know where you will end up as you sniff through the various websites and call the various companies. So we hope, again, you enjoy the assignment, and it is something that piques your interest, because this is what investing's all about, folks, digging and digging and digging until you find those gems. Warren Buffett uses analogy of baseball or softball. In baseball, when you're up at the bat, you only get 3 strikes, and then you have to swing. But he says you can just let them keep throwing strikes past you over and over and over again until you find the one that you want to swing at. You can have 1,000 go by you, and because there are thousands of companies out there, until you finally swing at the one you're interested in. So I don't know if that helps. And by the way, check out on your own, if you are so desired, check out global stock funds and the global indices, the world index. 10-year results, 10.48, 20-year results, 6.658, and then 30-year results, 8.5. Yes, yes, dear students, the United States recovered far faster from the Great Recession than the rest of the world. This is yet another example of the resilience and strength of our economy. Also, as we said, the 10-year return of the Standard & Poor's 500 index is so much higher than the 20 and 30-year returns because the Great Recession is now over 10 years old and the effects of the 2000 and 2002 and 2008-9 bear markets are no longer included, but they are in the 20 and the 30-year results. And if you remember the VoiceThread slide that we asked you to look at, we're nowhere near the bubbles that we saw in the past, right? Where we saw almost 20% returns after the 1950s and 60s and 20% returns after the 1980s and 90s. And does it doesn't mean we're going back up to there? I don't know. I don't think so, but it doesn't mean it's not at the same time. Have fun, dear students. You have any questions? You know who to contact. We want you to be awesome. We certainly hope you're getting a grand education, dear students. Thank you so much once again for being in our class.